Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a real getaway Friday night. Friday, December the 29th, 2023. Last Friday in the month of December, last Friday in the month of 2023, year of 2023, I should say, and last live broadcast possibly from this station in the year 2023. Remember, we will not be on Monday the 1st. We will be taking that off for New Year's. So happy New Year to you and your family. Joined in studio tonight by Matt Morgan and Carrington Nelson. Here for another one as we round out the big year that was 2023. What a year it was.
I agree.
It was very exciting.
Yeah, I feel like we need to reflect tonight or something.
Should we reflect?
Yeah.
We'll reflect on the year that was. But we do have a top 10 list tonight. We do want to remind everybody again, we will not be here on Monday. And well, let's start out here. I actually got a package, so let's do this on the air. A late Christmas card. The Grinch is on it. I know you love it. Oh, you jumped.
Jump scare.
That was good.
Yep.
It says, see, this just tells you the length of our fan base here at this station. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Keep up the great work on WGH Talk. This Christmas card from the Williams family, 3038 Mayfair Ridge, Lewiston, Idaho.
Why are you reading their address on air?
Well, who's going to go there?
Well, I don't know. Are there any other fans in Idaho?
I'm getting Christmas
cards. Obviously,
card.
But
did you get a Christmas card from Idaho?
This one. This is to all of us.
No, I think this, well.
This is to WGH.
There's some pictures on it.
Yeah.
There's a dog.
Happy holidays from the Pacific Northwest. It's got a dog on it. It's got a car on it, and it's got a guy on it.
That's so cute. Do you know them?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we have big audiences in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, okay.
Idaho.
Huge fan base out in Idaho.
Why do you doubt this? The card is here.
No, I believe it. I'm just...
Have you ever got a Christmas card from Idaho before?
I have not. But the fact that you read their address live on air
is... What is wrong with reading their address? They sent me there. Are you going to go to Idaho just to get there and visit these people?
I am not, but somebody else could. Somebody that's already in Idaho. What if what if we have serial killer fans? Now they know exactly where these people live.
Well, if you want the address, I'll give it to you. It's right here. But now, they sent a package.
Ooh.
Yeah. I see the package is to me.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy.
Well, I'm having
fruitcake or something.
Oh, look at this. There's a note. Sorry for getting this out so late. Had work on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Merry belated Christmas. All right. Popcorn. I got popcorn.
Oh.
No, styrofoam corn. You want to eat some of this?
That's
probably something you'd like.
I know. I was debating it, but I think that that's toxic.
Well, live a little in 2023.
We'll eat one together.
Oh, look at this.
For the new year. Oh, my gosh. I bet they made that with a 3D printer.
I'm sure they did.
Wait, I want to touch it.
Well, you can't touch it.
Come on.
You're going to tell people what? It's radio, you know?
Yes. I'm sorry.
You know what this is?
Yes, it's a little...
It's a microphone.
Right.
It says WGH on it. And then on the base, it says...
Scott Spears, of course.
Of course.
And, yeah, it was made on a 3D printer. It's white. It's so cute. That was so thoughtful. I can't believe there are people in Idaho thinking of you this holiday season.
Right off the bat, here on the new year.
No, it's not. It wasn't an insult. It's just, like, that's so cool. Are you honored? Like...
Listen, I've been honored.
You need to act a little more grateful. That's so cool.
I said great. This is great.
I know. I'm just really excited about it. That's so cool.
3D printed things are always cool.
We'll take a picture of this and get it up on the website for people.
Yeah, the intermission picture.
We'll post it on the Instagram.
Oh, we'll put it on the Instagram, too. You didn't know I had such a fan base in Idaho. I'm big in Baltimore. I'm big in the Pacific Northwest. I'm big in the Midwest.
That's crazy. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, did they... Why? How did he find this station?
this is the place to be, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Then you prove it sometimes. And I'm like, Idaho. And you don't even know these people.
What do you think you're on? Some kind of rinky-dink operation here?
I just never know. I never know.
You never know?
Well, you
does
know
does this prove it to you?
This is convincing. It doesn't prove much, but it's convincing.
It doesn't prove much.
No, I always ask you for the viewership stuff, and you're like, well, we don't have those numbers quite exactly.
Those numbers, they're fluctuating.
Yeah.
They really do.
Right, because people can listen at other times. I don't know. I was just, this is cool. Thank you, Idaho.
Don't break it.
No, I'm just, there's a little extra pieces I want to peel off.
You're going to break my microphone.
No, I have like a picking
snap
instinct. Like, I want to pick off the little extra pieces that...
Hey, don't break my microphone. Okay. We haven't even taken a picture yet.
Okay, I'm done. I'm not going to touch it anymore.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You should have snapped it in half.
But thank you. You can have the Grinch.
No.
That's a happy Grinch.
No, he's giving the side eye. He looks so evil. He's a smirking Grinch.
That's a smirk.
That's malicious,
honestly,
if I've ever seen it.
I will be... So I'm not scared of the Grinch, but I will agree with Carrington on this one. Like, even in the movie, when he smiles, when he is happy, he looks evil. He just do. He just naturally...
He has, like, yellow eyes.
Yeah, he just naturally leaves design to look evil.
Yeah.
Did you say he do? You're speaking like hip-hop over there. What is that? I didn't know you were so hip-hop-ish lately. Have you got anything for 2024?
Let's hope not.
He do. All right, let's get to the... we have some ground to cover, because there were some events last week that maybe people would want to know about. We had the big gift exchange here a week ago last Friday night. Homemade gifts. Sean gave everybody a framed photo of things that we had done together. And Carrington gave everybody... coasters.
Yes.
I was sure, but I'm trying to think of how I want to explain them. They had pictures on them of us and funny sayings and things like that.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good summary.
Matt gave everybody an ornament that he had made.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave everybody
with the help of my mom. Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, thank you, Mom. And I gave everybody a poem with a picture on it.
Yes.
So, how do you feel that went now that we reflect back on last week?
Good. I think all the guests were thoughtful. Everybody put in effort and had something. That was good. I mean...
Well, here's the thing. It all came about because, like, 5 weeks earlier, it was decided we don't want to buy gifts. That's not good. I think it came out of a conversation in regard to gift cards, how there's no thought that goes into gifts anymore. Everybody had to do this. They had to take time, put some thought and effort into it. And I think it paid off in the end.
Yeah, I agree. I think that... Yeah, I think everybody just gave out heartfelt gifts. So, yeah, it made me feel like you had to all put effort into it. So, I appreciate it.
I didn't throw anything away. The ornament's on my tree. The picture is on the table. And the coasters are on the table.
Oh, perfect. If we ever come over, we'll have to, like, use the coasters.
Yeah. And you know, I tell the, as I said last week, the picture, this is my family.
Yes.
These are the kids. This is Grandpa and Grandma. This is... We're
that
a happy
picture's
looking
so funny. That was a perfect picture.
When you look at that, that's what it reminded me of.
Yep, your dad, that was Grandma and Grandpa, and we're the kids.
There we are. We're a nice group together.
Oh, yeah.
And we look like such a friendly group. It looks like we got together for one of those old Sears portraits. Everybody's all dressed up, and it's in front of a backdrop. That's what it reminded me of, one of those old Sears family portraits that you hang on the wall.
Yeah, it was perfect. And it was positioned well, too. Like, Grandma and Grandpa are front and center, and the family's behind to show, like, oh, this is like the evolution to generation.
Well, it was even woman on the right, man on the left.
That's so funny.
It was just, and it wasn't planned that way.
It was flawless.
And by the way, the picture is actually of Carrington, Matt, myself, Mayor Kellogg, and Mary Ellen Withrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody, not a family.
Well, in its own little way, a family. But that was that. And the coasters, how did that idea evolve? I don't think we really got into that last week.
Oh, we didn't. Okay, so like 2 weeks maybe prior to our gift-giving thing, I was talking to my mom about how I was like, oh, I've been trying to come up with some ideas, and I had like presented a couple of the things I thought about, because I thought about painting you guys something, and then I was going to embroider something. Like, I have embroidery stuff at my house that I purchased specifically to try to embroider, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know how confident I feel in this, but... Then my mom starts scrolling through Pinterest and just starts reading things off. And eventually she says something about coasters. And then from there, I it was just us talking, and she was like, oh, you guys can put pictures of you on them. And then I think I was like, oh, we don't have that many pictures with Sean in them, was the problem, because, you know, he's always the one taking the pictures. So then we were like, oh, let's just find Sean on Facebook and, like, screenshot pictures from there to put on. And so then I was like, oh my gosh, everyone's going to get their individual photo on there with a little caption under it about them, just so we just, I don't know, I just thought it'd be funny. So that's how the idea developed.
It was good. I liked it. And your idea came because...
My idea came because, I was like, Mom, look, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Like, and, 24 hours before.
Yeah, I was like, Mom, look, I don't know what I'm gonna do, I need some help. So she also got on Pinterest and was, like, looking through, and then she said the snowman, ornaments, and I was like, I like that, that's good. So then, I had given her the money, and she went and purchased the things, and then I went to her house that night, and... we had put them together.
And there was some personalization there. Sean got an Ohio State Buckeye. Sean, Dallas Cowboy.
Yep, yeah. Dallas Cowboys for Sean. And
we got the Buckeyes.
Ohio State for Carrington and Scott.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was nice.
That was. Speaking of, Ohio State's on tonight.
They are. We're going to check this. We got the prediction earlier from Buckeye Guy.
Oh, did we? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Boy, that didn't sound
very good. It wasn't sassy. It was like, oh, did we?
Oh,
okay,
did
go
we?
Ahead.
35-17 OSU. Current score, nothing. 0-0.
It just started. Well, no, 25 minutes. Well, it probably didn't start, actually.
You know what? It's whatever.
What's whatever?
The game.
Oh, you don't care?
No, I'm doing a show.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I see. I'm a little sad. I'm missing out. I'm excited to wrap this up and go home and watch it. Honestly,
boy, what a thing to say on the show.
I know the show I'm doing. I'm like watching the clock.
I'm so glad when this show will be over, so I can wrap this up and go home and watch it.
Okay. I mean, I bet the viewership is down for the evening, at least in the state of Ohio, because people are preoccupied.
Well, it's not in Idaho, not in the Pacific Northwest.
No, the Pacific Northwest and Baltimore.
They care less about Ohio State.
The fan bases that are more international don't care. They're up tonight. Ohio's fan base, though? I don't know.
You know, I don't think this is going to be much of a game. I can't imagine it'd be all that interesting to watch.
Did we ever find out who... Is that one guy playing that was... He was not, like, practicing all week? What's his last name? Like, Harris or something? Harrison?
Oh, man. Look, I don't even watch Ohio State, and he's one of the two people I know on the team. You got Kyle McCord,
yep.
And you got Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yes, Marvin Harrison Jr. Is he playing? Did we ever find that out?
I have no clue.
You don't know?
I just know that he's going to be like the highest recruited receiver.
Well, I know his name. I just couldn't remember it in that instance. And Kyle McCord also does not play for Ohio State anymore. Syracuse, right? Or is he playing tonight?
Well, he still plays for Ohio State as of now, but... At the end of the season, he will transfer.
So he already has said he's going to transfer out, and he's like their starting quarterback?
Are we spending a show talking about a game that's on right now? Starting a show that's on right now?
Yeah, we are.
I mean, this is horrible.
We're not
horrible radio.
See, we're not talking about the game. We're talking about the team.
We're ending on a bad note for the year.
This is informative.
Yeah, it's informative. I'm just curious. Is the quarterback
the game's on? People don't care anymore. They're on the field.
Yes, but is the quarterback that announced he's going to Syracuse the one that's starting for Ohio State this evening?
Yes.
That's so funny. Okay, I'm done now. We can go on.
Jeez. Now, we had another event. It was at your house Christmas Eve morning. It was the big breakfast and movie.
Movie.
All right. How do you feel that went?
I think it went well. There were a little... It was like a merging of two groups because my family was there and then, you know, my radio family was there. So I felt like a liaison between two groups, and I was a little too tired. It was a little too early
for
me.
You weren't a good liaison.
To be a liaison.
You were not a really good liaison that morning.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. And I apologize for that. But despite that, I think that it went well. I mean, we did watch the movie. We ate the breakfast. We all did chit-chat, and I made some small digs at Scott that he took personally. Well, it's not my fault that my dog knew you needed love.
No, you made two digs at me, and they were vicious digs on Christmas Eve morning. I couldn't even believe it.
Carrington, by the way, I felt the need to be sure, and I was wrong. So apparently when you transfer, you are, as a matter of fact, immediately off the team. So it is not. It's some, Devin Brown.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe this game will be more difficult because we just have some person, Devin Brown, that's never started before.
Some person.
Some person, Devin Brown.
They lost the game against Michigan. They could lose tonight.
Yeah, no, they could. I'm just, maybe that'll make the game a little more interesting.
What if he ends up being better than Kyle McCord?
Oh, he might. I have no idea. I haven't seen him play because I'm here, so.
Let's just turn on the game.
Yeah. We should.
Let's just turn the
we
game on.
We can always narrow it, you know?
No, let's just broadcast the game.
Broadcast the game. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be exciting, wouldn't it?
It would.
That's scintillating radio for people who didn't want to watch the game. We'll tell you exactly what's going on at the game.
We will. You can't escape it. Come on, it's an Ohio station. That what do you expect?
But it's Ohio State, you know, enough people are into that, I think.
Yeah, there's plenty of stations out there broadcasting that this evening,
but all the same guy, Paul Keels, who's interesting, but you know, it's whatever.
I think Ohio State's one of the biggest schools in the United States.
I think so, probably,
or like the biggest, most popular, I should say.
Well, that's where I came from.
Yeah, but you were also born here, so it doesn't count.
In Ohio? So you got to leave to be like a real person?
No, so you got to come from like Texas to Ohio State.
Oh, to be like a true fan. You uprooted your life for that school.
Exactly.
Well, I don't think I was a fan. I think I went to the school.
It was just your circumstances.
Yeah. Well, no, I think I went to that school.
Like, Ohio State's a good school. Like that. I mean, there's that. But like people who like are from like, you know,
I could have more
Texas,
people. I think I went to college Ohio State. I went to school with. Ended up at Bowling Green. To be honest with you.
Bowling Green's a good school, too.
Yeah, but...
How do you guys think Christmas morning breakfast went? Christmas Eve morning breakfast went? Sorry, we just really are off topic.
You started it.
No, he went back to it, though. I was giving myself...
Matt, how do you think it went?
It went well. It was good.
Now, be honest.
I mean, it was good. It was good. I mean, it was a little awkward because, you know, I'd just never been there before, and meeting new people is not necessarily my thing. I like the people that I already know.
No, Kyle is not playing tonight. Marvin Harrison is not suiting up.
Oh, my gosh. The Buckeyes are in trouble. Right. I'm scared.
I did know that.
See, and he's an important player.
Yeah, obviously, there's people out there listening and watching the game.
Yes. Thank you for those multitaskers out there.
If I could have told you anything there, you'd have believed it.
I was reading your email. Don't you worry.
Don't read my email.
Sorry.
That's so wrong. That's so wrong when you're always doing it.
I always do.
Why do you do that?
Because it's just so
large.
You're
trying to look at my notes. That's not large.
I can read it. It's a big screen. I'm going to look.
So, Christmas Eve morning.
Oh, yeah. No, it went well. Like I said, it was just, it was a little awkward because it was the first time I've ever been to Carrington's house, and meeting new people, not necessarily my thing. I like the people I know.
So, but how did you feel about the digs that she gave me, which I felt were totally inappropriate for Christmas Eve morning? She's aware she did it.
I thought it was fine.
Okay, perfect. So we're on the same page. It was okay. It was expected.
And I didn't make anything more or less of it than any other
it wasn't you. It wasn't you in the middle of this whole thing. So here's what happened. We're sitting at the table having a nice breakfast, mm-hmm. and you decide to start asking people. I don't even think you asked you. I think you asked me.
Yeah, I asked you.
Nobody else. Why, we have no idea, because everybody else was going through the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
But your conversation at the table, after not speaking for several minutes, all of a sudden was... Hey, Scott, are you excited to see this movie? And I said, I think it'll be interesting. And you said, that's a no.
Well, yeah, it was really a yes or no question. Are you excited? And you said, it'll be interesting. That's a no.
No, I'm not excited. Is that a no? That's not a no.
It's avoiding the question.
I didn't know. I hadn't seen the movie.
Yeah, how am I going to be excited for something I didn't know if it was good or not?
What do you mean? I go to movies that I'm excited to see. You see the trailer beforehand or something.
I haven't seen the trailer.
I'm with him.
Okay, well, still.
The only thing I knew about the eyes...
You just wanted to be a little sassy.
I guess I did. I had woken up. I was still...
So then we go over to the couch.
Sleepy.
Then we go over to the couch. And this to me is where this was even worse than the table one. So we're all three sitting on the couch watching this movie, and this very large dog gets on the couch. Big dog.
She is not that big. She's like 80 pounds.
I agree.
She's a lab.
Scott is over-exaggerating.
She's a big dog.
She's a medium to large-sized dog.
It's not like a St. Bernard, but it's no dog you could pick up.
Right.
And, you know,
right. Okay. I agree.
So the dog, his rear end is on Matt, mm-hmm. and then the face is on me.
Yes.
And it's trying to lick my face. Lick my face.
Yeah, she was interested.
Yeah. And... is that what that was?
Yeah.
And
she was showing interest.
Well, that's good. I always appreciate when that's how people show interest. Start licking your face.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, because we've had the conversation, I said, kids and animals like me,
mm-hmm.
even though, you know, I'm not overly enthusiastic about them. And so that, and you said, I think this is a compliment, the way you started it, mm-hmm. because you said, boy, animals really do like you, don't they? And then you took like a beat, and then you said, they can tell when people need love. upon which point, I had to sit up from the couch in the middle of the living room during the movie and look at you.
He's shooting daggers at
me. And say, I can't believe you just said that to me on Christmas Eve morning.
She could tell you were feeling a little lonely during the holiday season.
I was not lonely at all.
She could tell you needed something.
I did not need
animals
anything.
Have that sixth sense. People always say that, you know, it's like whenever you're...
What does
you
that need, a rear
you
end?
Bring home, yeah, you bring home your new boyfriend or something, and then the dog doesn't like them, you're like, oh no, that's not a good sign, because animals have that sixth sense, and I think it's the same way here. They really like you. It's like, aww,
he's just really lovely. No, it's he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Maybe.
Animals can't sense people who need love.
I don't know. She was all up in your face, so...
Well, because she liked me.
Okay.
That's how all women are with me.
Oh, that look in your face?
They're always in my face. I can't help it.
Hey, how's the wife? How's that situation going?
Oh, the cup girl?
Yes, cup girl.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're good.
By the way...
Keep your distance.
No. She posted another thing on my Facebook this week. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
Right there. There
she
is again.
Out. She is cute.
Yeah. I could see... You couldn't see her and I?
No.
What do you mean, no? Why can't her and I be together? Happily ever after.
Well, because you don't want to be with anybody, for one.
Yeah, but I think her and I might be able to make it happen.
I just don't see it.
Why don't you see it?
You guys don't look like a pair.
Why don't we look like a pair?
I think you guys are both really into your own things. You know, she's got her whole music career going on, and you've got your whole radio career going on.
That's my type right there.
That's your type?
Yes.
Okay, maybe. Good luck. Let me know how it goes.
Black and white, lives across the country.
Yeah. Never have to see her.
That's my type.
You see her on the holidays, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see her every morning on the cup.
Yeah. You're like, aw, good morning.
Yeah.
Give her a little kiss.
No, her and I could get together.
Maybe. Reach out. Good luck.
She sent me the cup. I don't think I have to do the reaching out.
Oh, well, but if you don't respond, she's going to give up. What'd you say back? Did you send her a thank you card?
No, but I said thank you.
Okay.
Typed it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes from here.
You don't think I can make that happen?
No.
Oh.
That's a challenge. It's your 2024 challenge.
Anything I ever wanted, I could get.
Okay. Go get it, then.
Go get it, Tiger. All you got to know is how to work.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Persistence is key.
Persistence is key, but you also have to know how to treat people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to really butter them up and, you know, phony. Really be phony.
Really be fake. Yeah.
Really be as phony as you can be.
Start
really,
sending her stuff.
Yeah. Stuff you're never going to keep up doing, but you, in the beginning.
Right.
I love you, and you really don't know what that means, and you really don't mean it, but whatever.
Yeah. No, good luck. Good luck.
When we're together next year.
I'll be happy. What bet should we make? We should make a bet about it or something. Like, if you're dating her next Christmas season.
Dating? We might be married.
Okay. Okay, fine. You want to be married by next Christmas season?
All I'm saying
is
you doubt
this
so much.
Let's put money on it.
Why do you have such a doubt?
Let's put money on it. That you and her, we'll see if you'll be together next holiday season.
It might be mom, dad, the kids, and grandma and grandpa next Christmas.
We can only hope. We're lonely here. We're lacking a mom in this family.
Well, I'll go out and find us a mom, and it's going to be a California singing girl, and we'll have better singing at the party next year because I'll bring her in.
And she'll lead us. That'd be perfect. She's the missing piece to this puzzle, that's for sure.
Well, I don't think we're missing anything at this point.
Well, we're not having good singing thus far, so.
Well, that's mostly based on you. But why? Don't evade the subject here on the New Year's Eve program that you were rude during Christmas Eve. Not to anybody else. Not to Sean. Not to Matt.
I don't think that those were that rude of things.
You can't say anything to them that was even remotely like that. Matter of fact, I don't even remember you speaking that much to them.
I was really tired, okay? I'm sorry.
But you felt the need through your tiredness to take two good digs.
I woke up for a moment. I was like, oh, an opportunity's arisen. A window's open.
So let's get to it at the end. Why do you have this hostility toward me after I've been
nothing but nice and kind? You're going to make people think we have issues again.
No, I'm just saying, I've been nothing but nice and kind and caring toward you. And you have hostility toward me, and I'm curious why.
I mean, I have hostility toward you.
You can have hostility. I just don't. I want to know why.
You just bring it out in me.
I bring out the hostile side of you.
You bring out the hostility. That's what it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Matt? She argues with me all the time. She's hostile a lot of time. I don't understand it.
You know, I mean, you know, I don't get it either. I think Carrington might be onto something, though. I think that maybe you just somehow managed to invoke that side of her.
Yeah, why?
Something about you. I don't know. I think it's too. It's psychological. It's deep within me. It's something just, about you specifically. You just out in me, though.
Specifically, hostility. You are her.
Yep.
Just me.
Yeah. Yep.
You've never had this kind of hostility with anybody else.
Never. Nobody else.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. It's just you.
I feel special.
Yeah.
I feel special. I feel very special. You know, she's not going to like hearing that when I tell her.
We'll see.
Mrs. Joy.
Yeah.
Meredith Joy.
No, she probably won't like hearing that.
I like a name like Meredith. To me, that says brains.
Like
a name like Carrington.
I have a friend whose cat is named Meredith, so to me it says friend's cat, but...
Now, see, are you making fun?
No.
That was hostile again.
That wasn't hostile.
There's always hostility with
I'm
you.
Not...
That was
okay,
just true.
Since everybody else is sharing their image of a Meredith, my image of a Meredith is just like an old woman, like grandma type.
See, my other image would be Meredith, like from the Disney movie Brave.
I think her name is Meredith.
You don't even know? Okay. Meredith.
Meredith.
Meredith, maybe.
Meredith Keller.
Meredith Joy Keller.
Yes.
Okay. Look her up, guys. We're giving out lots of personal information on this evening's
show. Listen to her music.
Yeah.
She sent me a cup.
She did.
There's a California listener.
That's true.
We got the Idaho listeners, the California listeners.
Yes.
The whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. We're going international. We've been international, but...
You know those places are all in America, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We're going
national. What's going on? Again?
Same one as you, Scott.
Oh, man. Apparently one of us paid attention. One of us slept through the whole
thing. Go box.
Ay, ay, ay. California, we're going international, guys.
Okay, sorry.
It's like Saudi Arabia. California, Saudi Arabia, same thing.
Same difference. Come on.
No, I had fun. I thought your parents were very, very nice and hospitable. Great food. Very nice people. I enjoyed talking to your mom and your dad. They're very kind, enjoyable folks. And I would... You know, I would do anything for those people. Wonderful people, and I thank them for having us over on Christmas Eve morning. Just good, good salt-of-the-earth people. I really, really liked them.
You guys should know that Scott is sticking his nose up in the air. He's brown-nosing right now. He's making the sign. You just can't see because it's radio.
My nose
Yeah, it was itching a lot during that speech.
Hostility.
It was really itchy during that speech, that's for sure.
My nose itched.
Uh-huh.
You don't think your parents are nice?
No, I do, but...
Why can't I think your parents are nice?
You said I would do anything for those people.
I bought them a poinsettia.
You did, but, you know, $10 poinsettia, anything.
$10?
I don't know how much poinsettias are. It was Christmas Eve morning, so I have to assume they were on sale.
20. It was a yellow poinsettia.
It was. It was really pretty. I was appreciative.
Well, I wasn't for you.
Well, it's at my house still, so...
Yeah, but it was for your parents.
I know.
I like your parents. I got to know them well, because I was the only one talking.
I was tired. I'm sorry.
That was a scene. I walked in with Matt and Sean and Carrington's there, and I figure she'll be the bridge here because she knows both sides. She's not talking.
Nope.
So I just start, hey.
Yep. Yep.
Basically, I was doing this show there at your table.
Right in the living room.
Yeah, it was good food.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. Your mom's a very good cook.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
Very good food. I tried it all. I could have eaten it all day long.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Had a great time.
Okay. Let's move on.
And the movie...
The movie, though,
is not a Christmas movie, I hate to say.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's based at Christmas time. And then there is the Santa scene at the mall.
Yeah, but it's not a Christmas Santa. Movie. Not a Christmas movie at all. Right, Matt?
No, I don't think so. I think the movie's just based around him wanting a... I think it was about him getting bullied in school, honestly. And the Christmas just kind of came at the end.
Yeah, it's really not a Christmas movie.
I don't know. I was just always told this is a Christmas film. We watch it around Christmas, and I just go with it. I don't ask questions.
I think the only reason it's called a Christmas film is one, I guess, because obviously it takes place during Christmas time, but two, it's called A Christmas Story. Other than that, it's...
It's true they made it a Christmas movie by just titling it.
I really do, because 90% of the movie has nothing to do with Christmas. Then he goes to the mall, sees a Santa. It's Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, I didn't see that part, but... I was asleep.
Oh, you were asleep, but that's part of the problem. In clicking.
Yeah.
Clicking, clicking, clicking.
Yeah, yeah, my teeth chink together while I sleep a little.
What? They chink?
I know what another better word was.
Clink.
Clink?
Clink, clack?
I don't know. I chomp, like.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm asleep. I can't control it.
I think people who need love do that while they're asleep.
You think so?
That's a loving gesture.
Yeah.
She's always hungry. I think she's just sleep eating.
Oh my gosh, I bet that's it. I am always hungry. I am sleep eating.
So, there it was. Those were the two events.
Yeah,
I liked them both.
They were good. It was a really festive holiday season this year.
It really was, but it didn't seem like Christmas, really. It was warm. Because
it was 50 degrees.
Yeah, it was warm, and it was a little different.
Yeah.
I think Christmas was good this year. We played football outside for like 2 hours. It was nice.
I had a good time.
Yeah, I did as well. We did
had a great time on Christmas Eve. Had a party at my house. We had a lot of fun, a lot of good conversation, a lot of good food. Christmas Day went very well. It was good.
Yeah, mine was similar. I mean, we had family over. Well, we went to my grandparents' house, and my grandma made spaghetti because she knows I love spaghetti, and we ate that. And opened gifts and hung out and played some pool. It was good. It was good.
All right. Let's do a top 10 list.
Let's
get this out of the way here.
Top 10.
Top 10 list from the home office in Columbus, Ohio tonight. Last top 10 list of the year 2020. Don't look. Top 10 list. Top 10 New Year's resolutions of Bud Rosenthorn. I like it. Our new favorite character on this program, Bud Rosenthorn. Carrington, quickly, let people know who Bud Rosenthorn is.
Bud Rosenthorn was a suggestion that I gave where we would all go around and talk about the bud, rose, and thorn of our day. The bud being something we're excited for, the rose being something that's good, and the thorn being something that's bad about our day. And Scott made it into something else, so his neighbor was
my neighbor. My neighbor used to be Bud Rosenthorn.
Yeah, your neighbor, Bud Rosenthorn.
So this is who, I think that's who this is about.
Yes.
Top 10 New Year's resolutions for Bud Rosenthorn. Number 10, lose weight. That's the number one New Year's resolution every year for people.
Oh, yeah, the gym's always packed.
For about a week.
For about a week.
For about a week. Number 9, buy stock in Girl Scout cookies.
Seems a little contradictory.
Could be. Number 8, believe the groundhog no matter what he predicts. That's coming up in about a month. Number 7, send Adam a card for his big, big birthday. He has let us know many times on the morning show that he has a big, big birthday coming up this year. Everybody be ready. All right. Number 6, enroll in a fruitcake tossing camp to improve my skills.
Yeah.
Very important. Number 5, start a worldwide search for Lottie Boy's dog collar.
Always. Buy the collar.
$5,000 reward, by the way. Number 4, call Scott live on air because nothing is too big or too small. This is true.
Cute.
Number 3, ride the bus more often to avoid feeling lonely.
Yes, because Marianne does have a bus.
We do have a bus.
We have a bus.
We need to get the lonely people on there. Number 2, change my clothes before leaving the house.
Won't you look at me? He said, change my clothes before leaving the house. And glared over at me.
Because you change your clothes in the car.
Well,
we've learned about this.
Well, so if it's necessary, if I would have gone home the night to change clothes, I would not have been here for the start of the show. That's all I'm saying.
We would have all cried.
Yes, you would have missed me.
All right. Boy, that had a little kink in your neck when you said that.
Yes, missed me. You would have.
And the final number one of the year 2023, the number one New Year's resolution of Bud Rosenthorn, no more Taylor Swift top 10 lists.
Honestly, good luck sticking to that. I bet there's another one involving Taylor Swift. They always have Taylor Swift.
You don't think that was good? I thought that was good. Good top 10 list.
That was a good top 10 list, but I bet next year Taylor Swift is mentioned in those top 10 lists.
Well, she's everywhere, isn't she?
You can't avoid her.
No, and Matt doesn't like her with a passion. So every time we get into a conversation about her, there's always problem.
He goes mute over there. He's like, I don't want to talk.
Well, it's a segue that we might as well get into because Taylor Swift this week tied Elvis for the most number ones on the Billboard 200 at 67. She's going to pass Elvis.
You know, you guys say you can't avoid her, but I do a pretty good job of avoiding her until she's brought up on this show all the time.
No, she's on the magazine. You can't avoid her.
I'm avoiding her. Game. I don't think about her.
You don't watch those football games?
No, I don't watch the Chiefs. I don't care about the Chiefs. They lose. They're bad. I have Patrick Mahomes in fantasy. He played poorly this year.
Yeah, it kind of has been a rough season for the Chiefs in the second half.
Not ratings-wise, not money-wise.
That's for sure. The Chiefs don't care if they're scoring because they've already got all the money.
I knew some girls in college who were like that.
But
yeah, there you go.
I'll do sound effects.
Sharper as the year goes on. But no, it's a thing. They're everywhere. She's everywhere. You can't She's not going to get near the Beatles, who had 132 weeks at number one in their short career. But she's going to pass Elvis, and that's unbelievable to me.
Why do you say she's not going to get close to the Beatles? We don't know.
Because in the time frame. She might in her lifetime, mm-hmm. but in the time frame that the Beatles did it, no.
Hmm. We'll see.
Well, I think she's already past the time frame that the Beatles...
Oh, just because the Beatles were only a group for like five years or whatever? Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Well...
And she'd have to almost double what she's got right now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know.
I don't know if she's got too many more Tim McGraws in her.
I wouldn't be surprised. She's still going
to... What is that song about, by the way? She wrote a song... I recently learned this. Mm-hmm. She wrote a song about some other country singer's husband.
Tim McGraw?
Yeah, isn't he married to another country singer?
I don't know.
I believe I read this.
I have no idea. I don't know the origin story of that song.
No, but... He's a country singer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Tim McGraw.
And he's married to another country singer.
I don't know. Are you a country fan? I don't know.
No. Well, I'm a Taylor Swift fan.
Okay. Oh, no, he's right. Married to Faith Hill.
Faith Hill. Okay. There you go. Big country singer.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say
that. I mean, she wrote that whenever she was like 15, so I mean...
She was writing about an old man when she was 15? What kind of message is that?
I'm just saying that, like, that song is old. Like, it's not like she wrote about it. Yeah, she didn't write about it in the last 30 years. I mean, well, just kidding.
What is that song about?
20 years.
I've never heard the song.
I don't even know what song you're talking about.
It's just called Tim McGraw.
Yeah. I'm going to see if Meredith will write a song just called Scott Spears.
maybe you ask her real nice.
Yeah, I bet she'll do it. She already did a cup.
We'll see.
She already sent the cup. Now just, you know, you gotta write and publish a song for
her. Her typical is like Jesus and now Scott Spears.
Same thing.
Yeah. Easy transition.
Why not?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I don't know that her thing is Jesus. She's a, what do they call that?
You said she's a Christian singer.
Yeah, but they call it something different now.
Gospel?
No, I don't think it's gospel.
Religious?
I don't know.
Okay.
For $400, what do we got? Let's keep moving up the pyramid here.
I don't know.
In any event,
evangelical.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I think you went backwards.
I know. I was just trying to think of other
words.
It's
like praise music now or something.
Praise and worship?
Could be.
Oh.
I like it all. Anything that sounds good, I'll listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what genre it is. If it sounds good, it's got a good beat, I'll listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you go. But what do you think? She's going to pass the Elvis, and that's unbelievable, because that's his whole lifetime, and this is her whole lifetime, and she's doing it before she's 40.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Like, she's taking over. Like, we've just talked about her. She's the time person of the year. Was Elvis ever the time person of the year?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I wouldn't deny it.
Right. I mean, he was obviously a significant figure, but, like, I'm just not surprised. And I think it's crazy. We talked about this previously. Just like, you know, we have, like, social media now, so I feel like the world's kind of more divided, and you can get into, like, more niche topics and bond with people over them. So the fact that she still has such a reach is just crazy.
That's what's shocking to me, because in the time of Elvis and the time of the Beatles, even in the time of Michael Jackson, there was no internet,
mm-hmm.
and everything's so fragmented now, so for her to be breaking these records is kind of shocking.
Yeah, I agree, but Taylor Swift, you know?
Well, what is it? Has anybody ever figured it out about her? I don't know what it is.
She's relatable.
Yeah, but to who? Because she's not relatable to me.
Females?
I mean, I think she's okay.
Females, people with emotions.
So she's really targeting a single group.
People with emotions?
I'm not going to talk to you.
No, just being that rude. Tiny group
you're just
of people
being
with feelings.
You're taking digs. I don't know why.
You're the one that doesn't cry, doesn't love, doesn't...
Why do I have to do these things?
Well, you don't, but that's why you don't get it. That's why you don't understand Taylor Swift.
Matt, do you understand Taylor Swift?
No.
There you go.
Whatever.
I think we're just, see, personally, I think that we're just not the target audience of Taylor Swift.
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
I don't think we're supposed to get Taylor Swift. I think it's for heartbroken people who...
Losers.
Yeah.
Heartbroken losers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll wear that badge proudly.
All I'm saying, though, is you can hold two thoughts at the same time, because she is... You cannot deny that she is a force of nature right now. Now, why she's a force of nature, I don't understand. But you can't deny that she is.
Taylor Swift has no bearing on my mind.
I don't think that's what I said. She's a force of nature. She doesn't have to be a force of nature in your world, but to deny that she is one, that's silly.
I mean, I've never seen anything she does. It's not like... I wouldn't say she's a force of nature.
When you are Time Magazine's Person of the Year, when you have beat Elvis and you're only in your mid-30s for most weeks at number one on the Billboard 200, when you go into a community and the community's economy goes up, when you sell higher price tickets than any other artist in the country with all the artists we've had, when just because you start dating somebody, his jersey sales go up 400%, when you increase the television ratings on a football game, just because you're there, you cannot say that's not a force of nature. When you tell people go register to vote, it goes up by percentages.
Yes. She is powerful.
Yeah, you cannot deny that.
You act like she's a thunderstorm or something.
Well, I'm just telling you what she did. Who else can do that?
Not Elvis, I guess.
Well,
he's dead.
I was going to say, it's hard for dead people to convince people to do anything.
Well, back in the day.
But name one person right now who could do all of those things. Because that is not even music. Register to vote, just showing up at a football game, dating a guy. That has nothing to do with music. The only thing music related here is this weeks at number one. But she spans all around. And I don't understand it, but there is something about that.
Yeah, everybody loves Taylor Swift.
I wouldn't say everybody.
That's fine. I mean, most people, a lot of people.
Well, God bless her heart, but, you know, I just don't understand it. But I do understand her power, and I think people better understand her power, or you're going to be walking in... I think you'd be living in a falseness if you don't understand that she's got power.
Mm-hmm. You can't just respect that fact.
No, you have to.
Yep.
I mean, how can you say she doesn't?
I mean, I've said she doesn't, so...
So why do all these things happen when just she shows up?
I don't know. I mean, she sells concert tickets. Tickets bring in taxes. I'm confused.
But not everybody does that. Just going into a community does not usually raise the tax bracket of the community. I don't know of any other singer who could have just went to whatever she went to, Instagram, and said, register, and all of a sudden, in the country, the numbers go up percentages. Show up at a football game, not even to sing or talk, and the ratings are second only to the Super Bowl? That's nuts.
I just don't put that much stock into Taylor Swift. That's all.
I understand personally you don't, and I don't think personally I do either. But you can't deny this thing that she has that is certainly more than just a popular musician.
I mean, I think you guys are just overblowing it. I don't...
Well, what am I saying that's not true?
I mean, nobody in my immediate family talks this much or cares this much about Taylor Swift. And you guys act like it's like a national religion or something.
Well, I don't think it's a national religion, but I think the country certainly does care. I think Time Magazine cares. I think the people at Billboard care. I think she's on the cover of People Magazine this week as well. Who else is doing that? What one person has that much significance and that much stroke with this many people? I can't think of anybody.
I just don't have an opinion, nor do I care about Taylor Swift. I don't know.
Right, but I think what I'm trying to say here is that personal feelings about her and realizing that she's a force are two different things. You can completely dislike somebody in politics, but if they win, you have to say they were popular in some way. They did something. If you dislike a sports team, but they win all the time, you don't like them, but you got to say, well, they're good. They're doing something right.
No, then you say they cheated and the refs are doing bad. See, that's what Ohio State fans do.
Oh, wow.
So it's a cop-out.
Exactly.
Well, I'm just not going to have a scapegoat. I'm going to tell her that I'm going to say on this subject, I don't understand it, but I don't deny her popularity. Because it's there.
100%. So many fans love Taylor Swift.
I never said I denied it. I just think that it's dumb. Doesn't make sense.
Well, that's a different subject.
Has no bearing in my life. dumb because if you okay, so if you were gonna have, if the only reason you registered to vote or did something like that is because Taylor Swift said to, I don't think you should be voting. That's just rough. Also, I just don't understand, like, people pay absurd amount for Taylor Swift tickets. And, like, when Carrington said she went, like, they weren't even, like, some people just stood outside the stadium and were screaming. Right. Like, that's absurd.
Yes, but they did. They did.
But that's it. But it happened. That's the thing.
Yeah, and that's stupid.
That's an opinion. But the fact
right.
is that
it's not
it happened.
Stupid to them.
Yeah. See, the difference, you think it's stupid, that's an opinion. Fact is that it happened.
Okay.
And I think, I might think it's silly to do that, but it happened, and you can't deny the facts of it. And that's the whole mystery behind her, and I don't understand what it is, but it's factual.
There were boats parked in the river sitting to listen to her perform.
There you go.
In the Ohio River. They're just sitting there waiting for the concert to start. It was so funny. It was crazy.
Such is Taylor Swift.
She's an icon. Ugh.
Will she hold up, though? Will people be talking about her 100 years from now? That I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if that will... I mean, Elvis, they're still talking. The Beatles, still talking. Will she be in that category?
I don't know. She will. Like, she's going to be in history books and stuff, I think. I mean, she's already had so much reach. I mean, I just... Even if we can't see it right now, because I bet at the time, it's not like they were saying, you know...
She's going to have to do something significant.
I think the reason Elvis and the Beatles have stuck around is because their music was different than everybody. They stuck, like, the Beatles had different sounds. They did weird things with their music. Elvis had the whole, like, his voice was just stood out, and he did the weird, like, dance moves.
She switched genres of music. She started out country, and now she's more of a pop singer.
She's going to have to do something significant, and she's young enough to do it, but it can't all be wrapped up in guys, and it can't all be wrapped up in the type of music. She's going to have to do something significant that is societal. And I don't know that she's done anything societal yet.
She got people to vote.
Well, we'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens. And you know what? We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the new year and all kinds of other stuff here on the big program. Go get some...
Cheese dip
and come back. Hey, maybe some tortilla chips, by the way. And join us in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. WGH1071.com CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road, telephone number 7-